Am I?
Right, what I'm having to do is I'm having to vandalise the food bank We Care sign because the Tory-owned Trussell Trust have reported us to Lewisham Trading Standards that we're trading on their food bank copyright. Now, we are a non-for-profit organisation that feeds local people in housing need. We don't discriminate against anybody. This is set up by the people for the people. And Lewisham Council officers who have better things to be doing are employed today, two of them, as you're seeing in my office, to ask us to cut out and remove a logo that we had no knowledge we were using and no idea that Food Bank is a copyright name of the Trussell Trust. So I'm now cutting it out so that there's clear and no copyright infringement, because
so
clearly...
Cut the whole of this food bank out as well.
No, the food bank isn't the copyright.
No, she
it's
said
the
that she do. She wants that out as well.
You've got to have. We've got to cut out the actual food bank. The word food bank isn't. Yeah, but I've.
But what you would need to consider doing, it's entirely up to you, is to get your own independent advice. We need to advise you that we had a complaint, which is our role, and it.
I'm not having a go personally,
no.
But I'm just saying that it is absolutely scandalous that a food bank that has a monopoly, i.e. they are paid millions of pounds by the state to have a monopoly on food bank and the food control of poor people, is actually victimising an independent food bank who is doing a better job than what they're doing. And as such, they're trying to close us down by intimidation of a logo.
For our role, can we ask you, I mean, obviously you've cut that out, but for any other publication that you may
We don't use it. This banner was donated by a local business who made this banner, so when we did Sainsbury's supermarket as a collection, we had a poster to put in the supermarket. So this was given out of the goodwill of people in this community to give food for the people of this community. We didn't pay for this. We were oblivious until you arrived today that we're in breaching of copyright. And I just think when the media get hold of this today, people will be absolutely appalled. It's the worst publicity they're ever likely to get. So can you move that out the back? We'll take that out of circulation. But that is the only logo of any description that we use. Our headed notepaper is very defined. It's We Care Advice Centre. We don't use the logo. It's purely on one poster. And I just find it completely outrageous that the Trussell Trust are behaving in that manner.
Okay. Our advice, and thank you for your comments, our advice is to be aware of any infringements that may take place when you're using certain wording or terminology or logos, for example, because it may actually be owned by someone else with being their idea, what they trade on, and their entitlement to that ownership, and if they choose to license it or not license it, then it's entitled to, that's up to the owner. We just enforce the trademark act in respect of this particular concern that's been expressed to us.
I appreciate that, but I think it's a bit apt. I'm not having a go at you personally,
I understand. Thank
but it's extremely unprecedented that a food bank monopoly would actually try and victimise a small independent in the middle of nowhere that has no money, that has no profile, over an advert, it's just over a poster that's put in a Sainsbury's supermarket where it's very clear it says We Care Food Bank, does not say the Trussell Trust. We Care Food Bank, Deptford, Newcross.
I understand your point, but as independent people working for the council and forcing, we have to obviously disassociate ourselves from your comments victimisation by the Trussell Trust.
So what I've done is we've taken it out of circulation, we've removed that, that's fine, I appreciate you're doing your job. There's no ill feeling between me and you.
Thank you.
And we will take this further with the Trussell Trust because we think that it's outrageous what
you're
doing.
Thank you.
All right?
Okay. Whilst we're here, could we speak to you about the estate agents? Are you still running the estate agency?
We don't run the estate agency from here. That runs from their other office. This is only the Food Bank and the Advice Centre. There's no estate agency run from here.
All right. Could we ask you then to remove some of the references to the address on your website?
It doesn't have anything on the address.
It has been...
And what's the estate agency got the problem with?
it's got this address. What actually happens is once we're given an address,
all right,
we obviously have to check our database.
Yeah.
Now, that's not just trading standards because we also have access to...
But there's nothing wrong with us having our address on a Hignett paper that we used to be here. It doesn't matter.
No, that's
not there.
No, that's absolutely...
There's no... Our main office is quite clearly Plough Way. The fact it says people can still come here and ask for me at this office.
Well, you don't conduct business.
No, we don't conduct business here. But if people came here for house martins, we just tell them to go to Surrey Quays.
Yeah. Right.
It's
okay.
Not a business office
that's
anymore.
That's absolutely fine. But then you'd have to make reference to that here.
Why?
Because you're not based at 465.
Yeah, but we're still technically here at 465. We're not trading from here, but we're still here. We still own the building.
Right.